We're in the middle of Torah Mem Aleph in Likutei Moran. In our Likutei Morans, it's page 124, the left-hand column, the end of the second line on that column. Judgment, harshness, the anger of Hashem, which is generally caused by our misdeeds. We do aveirois or anything else that antagonizes Hashem or angers Hashem and arouses the midas hadin of Hashem. And one of the main functions of tzaddikim in this world, especially tzaddikim and even ordinary Jews, is called hamtokas hadinim, sweetening the bitter judgment of Hashem, the harsh judgment of Hashem. And Rabbi Nizal gives a few different examples of this. He started off by explaining that the feet generally represent a place of din. The lower we talk in terms of a person's body, the lower a level we get to, the easier it is for the tumma to latch onto it. So that the akev means the heel of the foot, is a place where it's very easy for the tumma to latch onto. And Rabbi Nizal brought a connection between that and showing that this relates to din. The word akev is begimatria two times elikim. Because the klipos, the tumma, generally finds it more easy to associate with and to attach itself to the din. In our terms, in practical terms, this means that when Hashem is angry, that's when midas hadin has the upper hand. Midas hadin means the klipos, the tumma, they're able to be successful. Esav against Yaakov, all the different examples of it. And Rabbi Nizal said that in order for a person to protect this lower part of the foot, he has to draw a kedusha from a high source, which is the origin of where the din is. And that was called bina. And Rabbi Nizal said that this bina, in order for a person to draw kedusha from there, Rabbi Nizal gave a few examples of how this is done. Number one, when a person gets into a high level of simcha, simcha is in the heart. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Nosato simcha belibi. And the heart is called bina. Ubo halev maven. The heart understands. So when a person is zeicha to turn on a true level of simcha in the heart, what that simcha represents is actually a kedusha, a light that's coming from bina that extends, reaches down all the way to the feet. And then when a person is zeicha to liboy noso esraglov, when a person is zeicha to be so happy that they start dancing from happiness, that the joy that's in the heart reaches down to the feet and lifts the feet up, that's an example of hamtokas hadinim, sweetening the din. Where normally, when the feet are attached to the ground is tameh, the ground is cursed. This is why we mentioned the halacha of wearing shoes. There's such an important hakpada for a person to wear shoes. Unless a person's in a place of high, high kedusha, the Beis Hamikdash, let's say, certain very rare places, but otherwise, the assumption is arura ha'adama, the whole ground is cursed. And the feet, which are closest to the ground, can most easily be affected by this tumah. One example Rabbi Nizal gave was this rikudin. When a Jew dances for Kedusha, when a Jew dances on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, on Purim, at a chasana, where it's a dancing of Kedusha, that's an example of hamtoka sadinim. Rabbi Nizal also spoke about drinking wine in Kedusha. Drinking wine for Shabbos or other times, and just the right amount of wine that gives a person a pickup without pushing the person over the edge into a state of drunkenness. That wine is called Yayin HaMisameach. There's a pasuk, V'yayin Yisamach Levav Enoish. And again, that wine represents this bina, this high level of kedusha and light, which affects a sweetening of the din of the akev, of the feet. And that wine results in bracha and bechira. Rabbi Nizal gave the example of Yaakov Avinu, who wanted to draw the bracha and the bechira from Yitzchak, and the way he was able to do it was by giving Yitzchak Avinu wine to drink. So Rabbi Nizal spoke about yayin of kedusha, yayin hamesameach, versus yayin hamishaker. We have the case of Nadav and Aviu, that Rabbi Nizal gave an example, where the Gemara gives a list of reasons as to why they were punished, why this fire came down from heaven and consumed their neshamas, burnt out their neshamas inside of them. The way the Gemara says, it was like two flames of fire that went into their nostrils and burned them from inside. That was, and the pasuk says, "Bekarvosam lifnei Hashem vayamusu," because they came close to Hashem, that's why they died. They tried to get too close. They drank at the wrong time and they drank the wrong amount. When a person is going into the Beis HaMikdash, then you're not allowed to drink at all. A Kohen isn't allowed to go in Shtuya Yayin because he has to have a certain level of seriousness in going into the Beis HaMikdash. Because they drank at that time, that Yayin was Yayin HaMishaker, which is called an Eish Zoro Lefnei Hashem. The Pasuk says they died, Bahakrivam Eish Zoro Lefnei Hashem. They tried to bring a wrong type of fire, which means there's a correct type of fire, which is the fire that a Jew tries to arouse when they dance, when they make Kiddush on Friday night, anytime a person drinks Yayin Bigdusha in very limited quantity. Or the other mitzvahs that we spoke about, the Rikudin, Pidyan Nefesh. Rabbi Elazar gave the example of a tzaddik doing Hamtoka Sadinim by accepting tztaka. We covered that item. So these were all different examples that Rabbi Elazar gave of Hamtoka Sadin. Now we're continuing from where we left off. Now Rabbi Elazar says, "Vezeh, this is what's meant when the Gemara says in Yuma, Horoitze l'naseich yayin al gabi amizbeach. Today we don't have the Beis HaMikdash available to us, and we know that the Beis HaMikdash was able to effect a forgiveness for all of our sins. The Jews brought a korban tamid twice a day, in the morning and in the evening. The Gemara says so that the Jews never had to walk around 12 hours carrying averos. Within every 12-hour period, there was a zap where they erased all the sins by bringing the korban tamid. So too, the mizbeach, the sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach, represented a major hamtoka sadin. So the Gemara says, what do we do today that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? We don't have a mizbeach? Is there any way today that a Jew could get credit, could do a mitzvah that's comparable to the mitzvah of offering a sacrifice on the mizbeach? The Gemara says, Haroitze l'naseich yayin al gam yamizbeach. If a person would want today to accomplish the same tikkun that was accomplished during the time of the Beis HaMikdash when they poured wine down those holes in the mizbeach, Yemale groinom shel tamidei chachamim. They should provide wine, give wine to a Talmud Chacham. When the Talmud Chacham drinks the wine and it goes down his food pipe, that's the same thing as the wine that was poured on the Mizbeach down those pipes there, down the holes, the hole for wine and the hole for water. Rabbein Azal explains, Lenaseich hainu melucha umemshala. The word lenaseich, which means to pour, also, in Hebrew, that same word refers to kingdom, malchus. Kemoshekosov, as the Pasuk says, Va'ani nosachti malki. We see the word nesech related to malchus. Yayin zebechinas bina. We mentioned earlier that wine represents bina, because yayin is mesameach, and simcha is bina. Simcha is in the heart. Leiv sameach. There's a Pasuk, Leiv sameach yetiv ponim. Shoyresh ha-bechoyra, that's the origin of bechoyra, which is yayin ha-misameach. Mizbeach zebechinas dinim. The mizbeach represents din. The mizbeach had the blood sprinkled on it. The blood is red. It represents that redness. Talmidei chachomim heim bechinas netzach hoid. Talmidei chachomim correspond to the midos of Hashem that are called netzach and hoid, the raglin. Vizeh pirushoi. Now Rabbein Azal explains. First he gives us definitions, and now Rabbein Azal puts it together. Horoitze lenaseich yayin al gam yamizbeach. What does that mean? Horoitze lahamlech ulahamshil. If a person who wants to achieve malchus, kingdom, ulahamtik hadinim al yedei sharoshom shu yayin amisameach, and he wants to sweeten the gzeirois of Hashem, the midas hadin of Hashem, through this yayin ha-misameach, ma yase, what should he do? Eitzah toivalze, a good advice that the Gemara gives the person is, yemale groinom, to fill the throats of the tzaddikim. How? Al yidei rikudin, or al yidei pidyoin? Two examples of this filling the throat, two examples of this yayin ha-misameach that we learned about earlier were rikudin, the dancing, which we explained earlier, has the same effect, because the simcha that gives a person the ability to dance comes from that yayin ha-misameach. It comes from a place of kedusha that's called yayin ha-misameach, that's called bina, that's the heart. And so too the pidyon that a tzaddik makes, we learned earlier also, comes from the shem mem beis, which also represents bina. So that these are examples of lenaseich yayin al gabi hamizbeach, a tikkun for the malchus, which is the feet, the ikvin, the ekev, and al gabi hamizbeach means this sweetening of the din, the sweetening of that redness. Gam al yedei milui groinom nimtak hadinin. And also the Gemara adds, by filling the throats of talmidei chachamim with wine, that's also hamtokas hadinin. Now this Rabbeinu Zal mentions in a different chapter on Likutei Moran that the word goroin in Hebrew, gimel reish vav nun, is bigimatria three times elikim. Elikim represents midas hadin. The Arizal says that there is a concept of the gimel elikim shebegoroin, which receive their tikkun. These elikims are nimtak. Elokim generally represents midas hadin. Elokim has its hamtoka through Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which represents chesed. So that there are three Yud Kei Vav Keis that sweeten the three elokims. And the combination of these two is the word shelov. Shelov means to be at peace. Shelov hoyisi, I was at peace. How is the peace achieved? When all three representatives of midas hadin are sweetened, are put down. And the Arizal says that this is represented, these three leaders of Din are represented in the story that we're going to have shortly in Chumash, in the Parsha of the Week, of the Sar Hoifim, the Sar Hamashkim, and the Sar HaTabochim of Paroi. Those three Sorim, a Sar is Malchus, represent Midas Hadin. They represent these three Elikims, and they're sweetened by this Yud Kei Vav Kei. So why does the goro in the throat represent din? Because the throat is a narrow constriction. Midas hadin, chesed is always a concept of Hashem giving a person harchova, Hashem giving a person a lot of space. When a person feels constricted, pressed down, or closed in, that's a concept of din. The throat represents one of the narrowest places in the body where everything zooms in that tzimtzum. So the goroin represents these elikims by pouring, by giving wine to talmidei chachamim to drink. That's one form of this hamtokas hadinim. V'ze pirush talmidei chachamim marbim shalom bo'olam. This is what the Gemara means when it says that talmidei chachamim increase the peace of the world. She'al yodom nimshach shem shel membeis. It's through the talmidei chachamim that we draw this name of Hashem that we learned about last week, the shem membeis, which represents Bina. That's the name of Hashem that refers to Bina. Sheheim Shin Ayin Nehoirin, which is 370 lights. We explained last week how this works. Vim Ches Chivrisa Bigimatria Basholoim. And added to that, the Ches Chivrisa, the white Ches, as the Arizal calls it, referring to two times Yud Kei Vav Kei, the eight letters of two Yud Kei Vav Keis, it adds up to this Bigimatria of Basholoim. The Talmidei Chachamim Nikroim Netzach Hoid Raglim. The Talmidei Chachamim are always compared to the feet. They represent the Netzach and Hoid. Kama Shekosov the Medrash Shoykov Amudei Sheish Heim Talmidei Chachamim. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim where it says Kaviochol, the thighs of Hashem are like pillars of marble. So the Gemara says that represents the Talmidei Chachamim. So we see that they're compared to the feet, the thighs, the netzach and hoid. V'gam mizbeach nikro raglin. And we know that the mizbeach is also compared to the feet. K'mo shekosuv zivchu zivchei tzedek. Bring sacrifices of tzedek. The mizbeach is associated with tzedek. U'k'mo shekosuv tzedek lefonov yahalech. And there's another pasuk which says that your righteousness will walk before you. Yahalech. Halicha means with the feet. So we see that tzedek is related to the feet, and tzedek is related to the mizbeach. The mizbeach represents this feet, this netzach vohid in a sense. Pouring wine on the mizbeach is the same, pouring wine into the throats of talmidei chachamim, who represent the feet, the netzach and hoid, is comparable to pouring wine down the mizbeach. V'ze pirush yitein lecho chilvavecho. The pasuk says, may Hashem grant you your heart's wishes, ve'emosai. When will Hashem give a person their heart's desires? Kasher v'cholat soscho yemalei. When Hashem will fulfill your etzos. K'al yedei miloi groinom shel talmidei chachamim. by a person filling the throats of Talmidei Chachamim, ki Talmidei Chachamim nekroim etzois. A Talmud Chacham is called etza, advice. K'may shekosav, as the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, v'nehenen mimenu etza v'sushia, that a person who studies Torah the right way is a person whom you can benefit from his advice. The advice of Hashem will always stand up. Tamoid, with the feet, again. Shehem amudei oilam. The Talmid Chachamim represent the pillars of the world, the feet of the world. As the Pasuk says, Hashem tzevokois yo'atz. The two names of Hashem that are mentioned in the Torah related to Eitzah are Hashem tzevokois, and the Rabbein Azal says, Haim Netzach Vahoid. And we know that according to Kabbalah, these two names of Hashem, Hashem Tzevokos, represent Netzach and Hoid. As we mentioned before, this chapter on Likutei Moran is very deep. It's based on the writings of the Arizal. It's assuming a certain knowledge of Kabbalah, of these concepts. To the degree that we could understand it, we can benefit from it on our level also. Rabbein Azal mentions certain practical advice. He mentions the benefits that a Yid gets from simcha dikdusha, from rikud in dikdusha, from drinking wine properly, and from giving wine to Talmidei Chachamim especially to drink, from all of these items. As I mentioned last time, if a person has a chance, the likutei tfilois in many cases acts as a Rashi on Likutei Moran. If you take a look at the Likutei Tfilos, especially on this chapter on Likutei Moran, Rav Nosson Zal presents a very clear tefillah to Hashem, and in the tefillah he weaves into it all the different concepts we spoke about in the gentlest, easiest, simplest way, where you could understand exactly what Rabbein Azal is trying to get across here. How Rabbein Azal wanted each and every single Jew in his Avodas Hashem, in his making Kiddush on Shabbos, and in his dancing in a Rikid, and in all the different Avodas that we do, to know how to do it just the right way, so that it brings about the Hamtokas Adinim, this kind of effect. Baruch Hashem. In Likutei Tfilos, correspond exactly to the first 70 chapters in Likutei Moran. After that, the sequence changes. Torah Mem Beis. This chapter, again, is based a little bit on certain concepts of Kabbalah. It's a little bit easier from our standpoint than the Torah we just learned, but there is some of it. Rabbein Azal bases this Torah on a pasuk in Tehillim, Vayar Batsar Lohem. Hashem saw the suffering and the constriction of Bnei Yisrael, B'shamoy Esrin Asam, when he listened to our song. Rabbein Azal says, Hine al yedei negino nimtokin hadinim. When there is the proper kind of singing, that also brings about a sweetening of din. It removes Hashem's harshness, Hashem's judgment, and exchanges it for kindness. K'may shekosu b'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh explains, Hakeshes hi hashchina. The rainbow is the symbol of the Shechina. Utlas gavnin dekeshes heim ha'ovois. And the three most prominent colors in the rainbow represent the ovois, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Veheim levushin deshchinta. Those colors of the rainbow represent kaviyochel, the levush of the Shechina, the clothing of the Shechina. Ukishehi mislab, just as we mentioned earlier, that the word chashmal, which means light, is Bigimatria Malbush. Kaviyochel, when we talk about the Levush of Hashem, the clothing of Hashem is light. Kaviyochel, so that the three colors of the rainbow represent Kaviyochel, Lahavdil. In a king, you have his multicolored robes, his beautiful embroidered robes. Kaviyochel, Lahavdil, by Hashem, there is also this concept of Levushin Denahoyrin, this clothing that radiates with light. Ukishehim is labeshes belavushin dinahirin, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, when the Shechina dresses herself in these colored clothing, azai ureisiho lizkor bris oilam, kaviyochel Hashem looks at it and remembers the covenant, the bris that he made with Noach, that there would not be a flood anymore. Azai vachamas hamelech shachocho, and then the anger of the king subsides, it's reduced. The Torah says, Hashem said to Noach that once he made this flood, the Mabul was brought about because of all the sins that man was doing at the time. And Hashem gave a guarantee that he will never make such a flood again. What will he do? If the world ever gets to such a bad place again, where we deserve to have a flood, what Hashem will do is Hashem will put the rainbow in the sky, and that'll be a symbol, that'll be a sign for us to remember Hashem's deal, the deal that Hashem made, that he wouldn't destroy us, meaning that we're worthy of being destroyed, and Hashem is holding himself back. What's holding him back? By looking, kaviyochel, when Hashem looks at the multicolored rainbow, that's what calms Hashem, kaviyochel, and that's what allows Hashem to pull back his guns. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Moshe lemelech shekoas al benoi, this could be compared to a king who gets angry at his son, ukeshamelech roye hamalka belevushin denehirin, and then when the king sees the queen go before him in her beautiful clothing, azai merachim al benoi, that causes the king to, that arouses the pity of the king on his son, on the queen's child, and that's what causes the anger of the king to subside. This is a mashal that the Zohar HaKadosh gives, lahavdil, when you have a king who gets angry at the prince and he wants to kill him, when he sees his wife, and he sees the queen, dressed bedafka in her most beautiful, radiant clothing, that's what arouses the love of the king, the midas hachesed of the king, and causes him to forget his anger. In other words, it removes the charoy naf that he had in general, and especially that which was what was directed at the prince, since the prince is the product of the closeness of the king and the queen. So the Zohar HaKadosh says this is the same moshel with Hashem seeing the rainbow. We mentioned in the beginning that the rainbow is symbolic of the Shekhinah dressed in her beautiful clothes, in her beautiful radiant clothing. When Hashem gets angry at the world and then the rainbow lights up in the sky, kaviyochel, it's as if Hashem is looking at the Shekhinah, this queen, in her beautiful clothing, and that's what calms his anger at the son, S-O-N, which is Bnei Yisrael, the child which is Bnei Yisrael. Now Rabbi Nizal explains further. V'ois yois ha-tfila heim ha-shechina. When a person says tfila, the letters, of the words of the tfila represent the shechina. Kamay shekosuv, Hashem, sefosai tiftach. Hashem, open my lips. The opening of the lips is Hashem. Shehadibur hu shem aleph dalet nun yud. Dibur is synonymous with Hashem's name aleph dalet nun yud, which is the Shechina. V'nikra keshes. And Hashem's name aleph dalet nun yud is called the rainbow. The rainbow is also the Shechina. The words of tefillah that a person speaks are the Shechina. The word, in fact, the lips, Hashem sefosai tiftach, the word safa in Hebrew, sin pehei, is Bigimatria Shechina, exactly. So we see the lips, which are what create the words, the Oisye Sadibur, that is the Shechina. In the Gemara, it mentions an expression, Shechina medaberes mitoich groinoi, that the Shechina spoke, when a person zecher to be a tzaddik, the Shechina speaks from his throat. The words coming out of the mouth represent the Shechina. Kamay Shapirush, so Rabbi Nizal says, the Nikra Keshes. And the Shechina is called Keshes, rainbow. Kama Shapirish Rashi, Becharbi uBekashti, Loshin Tfila. When it says that Yaakov Avinu conquered Shechem with his sword and with his bow, Bekashti, with his Keshes, the Keshes is Tfila. It means Bakoshasi, with my Tfila. So we see that the Tfila and the rainbow are synonymous. The rainbow represents the Shechina, and the words of Tfila that a Jew speaks also represent the Shechina. The koil hanegino heim tlas gavnin de keshes. And when a person sings or speaks, the sound of a person's voice also corresponds to the three colors of the rainbow. Sheyesh bekoil eish mayim ruach. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that sound is made up of three basic elements. Eish, fire, mayim, water, and ruach, ear. In order for a person to sing or speak, it's a bringing together of these three forces. We know when a person's throat is dry, they can't talk, they can't sing. So there's mayim in the koil. The ruach, If a person can't breathe, try to put a blockage in a person's lungs, chas v'shalom, and see how well he sings or speaks or breathes. So that's the ruach. And the eish also is the koyach of the hislavus with which a person is able to speak or sing. That's this eish. So just as the rainbow was made up of three basic colors, representing Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, who are the levush of the Shechina, so too the person's voice, the koil, is also made up of these three colors, in a sense, the Eish Mayim Ruach, Sheheim Shloisha Ovois. They also represent the three Ovois. Sheha Ovois Heim Shloisha Gavnin Nehirin. The Avram Yitzchok Yaakov represent these three brilliant colors, radiating colors. Shebohem ureisiha liskar b'soilam. In about them, about Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, the pasuk says that when Hashem will see them, He'll remember the covenant that He made, the bris that He made with who? With Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, and not to destroy the Jews. In other words, the Zohar Kodesh mixes together two issues: the issue of the Mabul and Noach, and Hashem saying that He's going to set up the rainbow as a means of showing that He wanted to destroy, that the world deserved to be destroyed, and Hashem is containing His anger. And the Zohar Kodesh gives a deeper explanation that we know that whenever a tzaddik wanted to be mamtig din, the way that he did it was by mentioning the zchus of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. When the Jews worshipped the Egel HaZohav, and Moshe Rabbeinu started pleading with Hashem and begging Hashem to forgive them, and nothing was happening, Moshe Rabbeinu suddenly remembered that secret formula, Zechor li Avraham li Yitzchok u li Yaakov. He mentioned the zchus of Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov. The next pasuk says, Vayinochem Hashem al horo asher dibar la'asas li'amoy. Hashem calmed down, and Hashem let it go. That's this concept of Hashem seeing the rainbow in the sky. The three colors of the rainbow represent the zchus of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. By Eliyahu Hanavi, when the Nevi Habal was so powerful and they were causing the Jews to go away from Hashem, and it could have aroused the super, super charoin af of Hashem. The Gemara says whenever there's Avoy Dezora, there's charoin af. How is Eliyahu Hanavi mamtik the charoin af? He mentioned the zchus of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. That's these three colors of the rainbow, and that's what happens when a person sings a niggun of Kiddusha. The singing, which is also a combination of Eish Ruach Mayim, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, singing Negina de Kiddusha also reminds Hashem of this zechus of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, and it's Mamtig Din. So Rabbi Nazal says, Nimtza mi sheminagin oisi ois hatfila, a person who is zeichet to sing the words of tefillah, the koil hanegino heim bezakus ubebehirus godoil, and the person's the song is with tremendous clarity and brilliance. Azai malbish es hashchina haynu ha'oisiyos belevushin denehirin. Then that person clothes the words, which are the Shechina, the words are the Shechina, he clothes the Shechina with beautiful clothing, with the Eish Mayim and Ruach, which is this Zakus and Behirus, a clarity and a brilliance. The Kutshebrichu Roye Oisa, and then Hashem sees the Shechina, Kavyochel, the king, sees the queen. Azai v'chamas hamelech shachochel. And then the anger of Hashem is subdued, it's calmed. So again, these are other forms of Hamtokas Adin that Rabbeinu Zal is discussing. He discussed the rainbow as being a symbol of Hamtokas Adin, and he discussed Negina of Kiddusha, a person singing Diburim of Tefillah, is another form of this Hamtokas Adin. It's a form of the Zchus of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov being used to clothe the Shechina, and when that total package, the Shechina, with its three royal robes, its tricolored robe of the Oiros of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov is presented before Hashem, that's what calms the anger of Hashem. The answer is, number one, I don't know, I haven't come across this thing that you said about seven colored rainbows, but if yes, it's not a problem. There are several times in the Zohar Kodesh, we just had it recently, the Zohar Kodesh mentions the term of a kinor shel ayin beis nimin, a song, Dovr HaMelech playing a song on a harp of 72 strings. And then there's a chapter in Tehillim, Kapitel Yud Beis in Tehillim, where it says, Lam Natseach Al HaShminis, the song that Dovr HaMelech presented on a harp of 8 strings. There are many times in the Zohar Kodesh and in the Torah where it speaks. And there's another place in the Zohar Kodesh where it talks about Kinor Shel Chei Nimin, that the harp of Dovra Melech had five strings corresponding to the five books of the Torah or the five books of Tehillim. Here also, there are times that the Zohar Kodesh focuses on different numbers or different aspects. Here it's talking about, obviously, the three leading colors of a rainbow. Could be there's others, but these are the three most prominent ones. I'm almost positive that Mayim is Avram Avinu, Mayim is Chesed, Eish is Yitzhak Avinu, Pachad Yitzhak Din, Ruach is Yaakov Avinu, Ruach is Zeranpen. I believe 99% sure that that's usually the way the sequence is referred to. There's a pasuk Hashem Yitain Oimer, we're going to Oimer Hamavastra is Tzavah Rav, and Rabbeinu Zal brings Oimer is Eish Mayim Ruach. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, V'zeh Shepirish Rashi, B'shamoy Esri Nosom, when the pasuk says, Vayar Batzar Lohem, Hashem saw the suffering of Bnei Yisrael, B'shamoy Esri Nosom, when he heard their song, the song of Bnei Yisrael. Rashi says, Rinosom B'shus Ovois. This refers to the Shus of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, who are the ones who made the Rina, Lishmoya El Horina V'el HaTfila. Rina is Tfila. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov are the ones who gave us Shachris Mincha and Mariv. So when the Pasuk says there, B'shamo Yes Rinosom, it means when the Zchus of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov was presented before Hashem, that's when Vayar Batzar Lohem. Hashem saw the suffering of the Jews and decided to lessen it. Hainu Kishahanegino Shehem Tlas Gabnen de Keshes Kanal. When the song of a person, which is represented by these three colors of the rainbow, Bibihirus Ubizakus Godoil, when it's with real brilliance and clarity, Rabbeinu Zal obviously is talking here about a very high level of Kiddusha in Negina. He doesn't mean necessarily somebody that has physically a very good voice, as much as he's talking about somebody whose voice is Negina de Kiddusha, real pure Negina on its highest level. Ki hatlas gavnin heim ha'ovois kanal, because the three colors represent the ovois. V'heim levushin de shchinta, the ovois represent the levush of the shchina. Ukisha levushin nehirin bezakus ubebehirus, and when this clothing shines with brilliance and clarity, nikra zechus ovois. That's the term zechus ovois. Zechus means merit, and the word zakus means brilliant, radiant. Azai uri isiho lizkor bris oilam. Then the pasuk says, Hashem will see the rainbow and remember this bris. Azai vayinochem keroiv chasodov. This is the conclusion of this pasuk. Vayar batzar lahem v'shamo yesrinosom vayinochem keroiv chasodov. And Hashem forgave them. Hashem was consoled with His great chesed. Hainu. V'chamas ha'melech shochocho. This refers to the anger of the king subsiding. V'nimta kadin. And then the din is that this is another form of hamtokas hadin, sweetening of the din. Again, this refers especially when a person sings zmirais on Shabbos. Then, regardless of how good the person's voice is or isn't, regardless how pure he is, the fact that it's Shabbos, and the fact that Shabbos is Kodesh, the fact that these Zmirois were written by Tzadikim with Ruach HaKodesh, the Arizal and the other great Tzadikim who put together these Zmirois, a person singing this, B'tmimus u'b'pshitus, because Hashem said so, because Hashem said that today it's especially a mitzvah to sing, this represents a tremendous example of Hamtoka Sadin. And it's for this reason also that Rabbeinu Zal advised his Talmidim to always have a song on their lips, so that whenever a person isn't happy, a person is not happy and things aren't so going so great for them, if a person is in the habit of singing a niggun of Kiddusha, we're not talking about the wrong kind of songs, we're talking about the kinds of songs that come from a place of Yira Shemayim, etc. If a person sings those kinds of songs, that itself can remove a gzera from a person. That itself sweetens a din that Chas V'Shalom could be against the person or against whatever it is.
As far as always keeping a song on your lips, then why?
It's considered to be a custom of the Goyim. It's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, in the laws of Shabbos. Whistling is not an advisable thing. Here we're talking about singing. Negina doesn't mean whistling. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, Gam al yidei emunas chachomim, shema min shekol divrehem umaseyem enoi poshut, v'yesh bohem rozim, Also, when a person has true faith and trust in Chachamim, whereby the person believes that whatever a Chacham says or whatever he does, it's not as simple as it appears to do, but rather there's much deeper things behind it than what I see. V'yesh b'em rozin, there are actually secrets in what's being done. Al yidei kein, malbish es hakeshes b'levushin d'nehirin. That's another way whereby a person dresses the rainbow in these beautiful colors. Meaning, kavyochel, he dresses the Shechina in the schus of the avos. Azai uri siho lizkor brisoilam. And then also the person brings about the hamtokas hadin, the fact that Hashem sees these colors, he sees the colored robe of the queen, and that removes his anger. Why? What's the connection? Ki hatzadik hu bechinas keshes. Rabbi Nezal says the tzadik is compared to the rainbow, because a tzadik is the opposite of the rainbow. K'mo shomer Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, hanira keshes biyomecha. The Gemara says that at one point, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal went up to Shemayim, and he wanted to see his place in Gan Eden. And he saw it, one of the places they showed him, one of the great giants that they showed him in Shemayim was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, one of the great rabbis of the Gemara. So when Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal met him, he asked him one question. He said, I want to know how great a tzaddik you are. Tell me one thing. During your lifetime, was the rainbow ever displayed in the sky? If yes, then you're nobody special. If not, if during your lifetime, during your whole life, there was no rainbow, it shows that you were a great enough tzaddik that your zechus prevented Hashem's anger. In other words, you were in place of the rainbow. So we see that the tzaddik represents the keshes. Ve'isa b'zoyer HaKodesh, and it's brought in the Zoyer HaKodesh, mi she'oivdoi, la'an hara b'hoin matronisa, a person whose actions, whose mitzvahs are done in order to brighten the queen, the Shechina, ula mifshat mino levushin de kadronisa, de pashtin, and to remove, to undress the Shechina from its poor clothing, ula kashto bilavushin de gavnin nehirin de rosin doiraisa, and he beautifies the Shechina with the beautiful colored clothing of secrets of Torah, meaning those tzaddikim that are zecher to be on a madrega to study the secrets of Torah. About them, the Zohar Kodesh says that they remove from the Shechina the Shechina's poor clothing, and they dress the Shechina in garments of brilliant light. Mike's Maksiv Bey, what does it say about these tzaddikim? Ure'isiho lizkor brisoilam. That the tzaddik, the Hashem, sees the Shechina dressed in this beautiful clothing, and his anger is removed. De'oyer roz iskari. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word oyer, which means light, is bigimatria roz, secret. So that these tzaddikim specifically who study the secrets of Torah, they're the ones who shine this light, who inject this light into the Shechina. They're the ones who put on these blinking lights on the Shechina, kaviyochel, these beautiful, brilliant colors. Ubahahi zimna salik mine rugza debrei. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, when that happens, this removes the anger that Hashem has for his son, for Bnei Yisrael, v'chamas hamelech shechocho, and the anger of the king subsides. So this is another example of chamtokas hadin, through emunas chachomim. When a person has emuna in tzaddikim, what tzaddikim? In the rozen of the secrets of tzaddikim, he has emuna that what he sees or what he hears isn't all that there is to it, that there's a lot behind the scenes that he doesn't see or doesn't know. When a person has that emuna, that roz, that secret is oyer. And that's the oyer. It's those tzaddikim specifically whose schus, their deeds, are the ones that put this brilliant clothing on the Shechina, which is what calms, what sweetens the din of Hashem. Rabbi Nezal says, gam mi she'oise levush noe la tzaddik, ayidei ze nimta kadinim. So too, a person who makes a beautiful item of clothing for a tzaddik, that also sweetens din. Again, because the tzaddik is compared to the keshes, the rainbow. Providing a beautiful article of clothing for a tzaddik is like dressing the rainbow in its colors. It's this concept of dressing the Shechina. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when we talk about the Pnei Hashem, the face of Hashem, who is the Pnei Hashem? the tzaddikim. They represent the Shechina. So kaviyochel, when a person wants to dress the Shechina by being malbish a tzaddik, they're clothing the Shechina. Gamze bechinois tkiois. This also corresponds to the blowing of the shofar. Ki tkiya shivorim trua heim ha'ovois Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. The three different sounds that come from the shofar correspond to the three forefathers of the Jews. The simonoch keshes. And the symbol of it is keshes. The kuf stands for tkiya, because there's tkiya and trua. Both begin with a tof. How do we differentiate between them? For tkiya, we use the second letter, the kuf. The shin is shvorim, and the tof is trua. So that the three sounds of the shofar are compared to the rainbow. They also represent this rainbow, which when Hashem sees it, his anger is reduced, we said. Hainu tkiya, that's what the Zohar HaKadosh says. Vze pirush vohoyo shakai bitzorecho. That Hashem's name Shakai will be the one that'll address the tzorecho, the tzar, the tzorois of Bnei Yisrael, Rachman Salam. That's the name of Hashem that'll sweeten the tzar. Kishem Shakai heim ha'ovois. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that this name of Hashem, Shin Dalad Yud, represents the ovois. Kishin Tlas Anfei Ho'ilon Shem Ovois. The letter Shin has three branches corresponding to the three Ovois, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Vehem Shloisha Shemois Hayichud. We know that Avram Yitzchak Yaakov correspond to the three names of Hashem in the Shema Yisrael. In Shema Yisrael we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. Those three names of Hashem, Yudke Vovke, Elokeinu Yudke Vovke, correspond to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Rabbi Nizal says, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Shehem Yud Dalet Oisios. There are 14 letters in those three names of Hashem, Vehem Yud Dalet Shel Shakai, and they represent the Yud Dalet of Hashem's name Shakai. V'roshei Tevois Shel Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Heim HaRoshei Tevois Shel Yud Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. And we find that the first letters of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov are the same as the first letters of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. It's those. So these three names of Hashem represent Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. They represent Shin Dalet Yud, and the pasuk says V'hoyo Shakai Bitzorecho. That whenever there'll be tsar, tzadik resh, which means constriction, whenever the Jews will be in a tight spot, Shakai will be there to help them. Shakai is the schus ofos, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, which is the keshes, which is the tkiya shvorim trua. The three sounds of the shofar arouse the schus of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, which is this v'hoyo shakai bitzorecho. We know the shofar is also called bitzor, min hametzar. When the Baal Tekeh is about to blow the shofar, they say min hametzar first. Min hametzar is this v'hoyo shakai bitzorecho. The shofar is something which is very constricted. It starts off wide on top, and it comes to a very narrow place. That's this v'hoyo shakai bitzorecho. Rabbi Nizal says, Ein oimer ve'ein dvorim beli nishma koilam. There is no oimer and there is no dibur when their voice is not heard. This oimer refers to what we said before, the Eish Maim Ruach, which corresponds to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. The dvorim is the Shechina. We said the Oisyos Hadibur are the Shechina. Beli nishma koilam. When the koil is not heard, when the koil hashofar is not heard, then you don't have these two things. Then you don't have the Shechina being dressed in these colors of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, which represents the Hamtokas Hadin. Baruch Hashem. The koil, tlaskap, the keshes. This refers to the rainbow and the koil hashoyf, lishmoya bekoil shoyfor, the tlaskap, and the keshes. This refers to the three colors, which are Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Baruch Hashem.